Oilers. We're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. Yes, we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. I'm Matt Weston, and tonight I'm joined by my fellow astronaut, my good pal Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing okay. I don't know what the astronaut thing means, but I'm doing okay in this quarantine life.
That's what I mean.
I have a long black sock on and a short black sock on. I'm doing
it's
okay.
Risque.
I know, man. I'm living wild over here.
It's high fashion. Well, what I mean is, like, me being quarantined.
I feel like I'm Kanye West. I could just sell these pair for like $150.
Yeah, just don't call Taylor up and leave her a voicemail.
Yeah.
Now, after you've had two drinks, you can't do that.
No, I can't do that.
Well, I mean, though, it's like, you know, being inside the house as much as this is, I feel like an astronaut. You know, you eat in the house, you work in the house, you exercise in the house.
But you can't float in the house.
Yeah, but you, like, look out the window, like you're in a spaceship, and you imagine what it's like to leave the house. What? And then you're just stuck in it until we land, hopefully in, like,
what?
3 weeks? I know they're saying Easter.
No. You got like another month.
Probably at least a month.
Yeah, I would say a month. I think six weeks.
I think we peak in 3 weeks.
Ooh.
And a lot of people are going to be dead.
Okay. So now we're getting dark.
Well, I mean, I think that's just the nature of this.
Why are we getting dark with this? This is supposed to be positive. This is the Texans podcast. We're about positivity, right?
Oh, it's a dark place.
This is a really dark hole that
we're in.
I've
been sleeping on the couch all week.
Oh, you're getting that dark.
Yeah, because it's just, I've been living in a loud neighborhood, and so I can't sleep with the windows open.
In a loud neighborhood? What are you? I've been in your neighborhood. It's not loud. It's just like two streets over.
Well, there is a neighborhood behind my yard, and they just play music, and they're loud, and they're talking.
You should complain
a lot
about
of dogs
it.
Barking.
You should call the police.
And so I like to sleep with the windows open.
Are they a bunch of hooligans?
I wouldn't say that. And so if I'm going to sleep with the windows open, I'd sleep in the living room. So I've just been sleeping on the couch, you know, imagining I was back on Earth. So hopefully another month or so.
I feel like I'm worried about you. It's only been like a day.
I'm sad. I almost cried today.
Oh my
God. I'm sad, dude.
I hate this. I don't know if
I
want to do this anymore. By the way, my life, it's like what I told you about that meme, man. My life, whenever you find out
that. Yeah, you're glowing right now. This is the happiest I've ever seen you.
Dude, I'm feeling good. I have a drink. Nobody can leave. I don't have to spend money. I'm locked in. Oh no. I have to watch reality TV and movies all day long. Oh, no. I have to work from home now instead of drive 3 hours. I'm living a dream.
I have to hang out with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. She still has to leave the house. I get it.
Yeah. She has to get out.
Yeah.
While you get to have fun.
Yeah. When the lady leaves, the man stays and has fun.
I do like working my shirt off, though. Just sweating. Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
I do. I'm in favor of working from home. I hate everything else.
You were about to say I was sweaty, and you were gonna love it.
Yeah, I love that portion of it. Like I love the day, the part of the day when I'm at home, and then as soon as I'm off work, I'm like, you know.
I love being able to just roll out of bed. I don't think anybody understands that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I start working at 7. I wake up at 6:59. Turn the computer on. Well,
I don't even know what you do.
I work hard.
I don't even think you have a... You're like Chandler Bing from The Friends. Nobody knows what you do.
That's fine.
You just have a job that you say that you go to and you have a briefcase.
Yeah, it works out.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then also the Houston Texans are very dumb and they're very bad.
Oh,
and everybody
we're getting
now
this
them.
Way? I thought we were...
Yeah.
Man, we were having a nice conversation.
No, we're going to have to do this. So everybody hates the Houston Texans. Everybody has learned what... Well, we've been kind of been writing about and talking about for a few years now that Bill O'Brien's bad. He's a bad general manager. He's a bad head coach. Well, he's not bad head coach. He's like the 20th best head coach.
He's a mediocre head coach.
He gets the bare minimum of the team.
Yeah.
And so if you are good with your team winning a wild card round playoff game forever, and that's all and you're fine with that, okay, that's fine.
He's Marvin Lewis.
Yeah. If you want your team to not be as much fun as it could be and be limited in the enjoyment you receive out of it, because he's the head coach, but you win games 24-20. If you just care about win-loss record and losing the first in the playoffs, and yeah, he's your guy. But everything that we've kind of been saying has kind of come like full circle, and the worst part of it happened whenever they trade DeAndre Hopkins.
Has anybody responded? And this is actually an honest question. Like, have you seen on Twitter, on your Twitter account, anybody's Twitter account, anybody's page on anywhere in social media that says this was good?
No.
Like, has there been one single human being?
Colin
that says,
Coward said it.
No, he didn't. Yeah. No way.
He was like, wide receivers aren't that important. You don't need to pay a wide receiver.
Is that what he's really saying?
That's what he said.
But doesn't he usually the next day say the opposite?
I think he just was looking for the anti-take.
That's what he does. I've never seen so many Dak Prescott takes of saying you should never pay him to the next day. Why aren't you paying him, Jerry?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
Just do the exact opposite. Well, and the Texans fan base has just turned to Trump reply guys on Twitter. So every time the Texans post them, it's like, coward, I hate you. Is O'Brien fired yet? What are you doing? We don't care. And it's just like 300 just replies over and over and over and
over
again.
That gets you excited for next season right there.
Yeah, and it's just, it's no different than whenever the president says anything on the internet as well. It's just, except like his is magnified by, I don't know, it's like raised to the seventh power.
I don't know, because this trade kind of stopped the whole coronavirus outbreak, I feel. It just put that all on hold, and everybody truly said, what the hell is the matter with you, Bill?
You know what's funny is that probably, well, this isn't funny, but 3 weeks later, from now, we're going to be looking back, it's like, remember when the Texans traded DeAndre Hopkins? Ah, that was such nicer times. Compared to 3 weeks from now, it's like 2.4 million confirmed cases.
What is this?
I don't know, man.
We're not jumping to contagion right now. Why are you getting all dark on me? You're supposed to be watching some positive movies here.
No.
Dude, you need to be watching some Tiger King. Get some Joe Exotic in your life.
Well, hold that thought. So, for today's show, we're going to go over 5 teams that you can watch and root for, and not necessarily root and cheer for, but you can watch and enjoy the season while you wait for Bill O'Brien to be fired. Because I know I've seen a lot of people who say, well, I'm done watching the Texans until O'Brien's gone, or I'm not going to spend any money at all on the team. I can do anything until he's out of there.
And they shouldn't. Boycott this team. Do not spend any money. You got to show them you fire Bill.
Yeah, if you want to do that, go ahead.
You have to fire
Bill. I'm not going to spend any money on the team. I decided not to go to a game last year because they traded Clowney. And so I'm not going to go to a game this year, but who cares?
That was no first round picks for anybody.
No, not for 2 years.
No.
And so these aren't necessarily teams to root for. This is a bad way to put it. Just like enjoy, be entertained by these
teams.
Just
have some fun.
Yeah. And I do this every single year, like last year with Buffalo and with Tampa, where it's like these are teams that you watch every week. Just put on the condensed version. Just enjoy it. They're fun teams. They're entertaining. And so these are 5 recommendations that I have and that you have for the 2020 season. So you mentioned Joe Exotic. So my first team here is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, my God. Come now. What the hell are we doing?
Joe Burrow, should he go by Tiger King or Joe Exotic?
Oh, my God. I didn't even put that together.
Does he play for the LSU Tigers?
Holy crap.
He's going to play for the Cincinnati Bengals.
They are going to pull this off.
Yeah.
Joe is going to go to the Cincinnati Bengals. He has to go by Joe Exotic.
What if they draft Herbert instead after all that? Like, it's that perfect, and since he goes and screws it up.
By the way, the documentary is so hardcore, they may not even take that chance because his name is Joe. He may become addicted to Tigers and petting some cubs.
Because
who doesn't want to pet some cubs?
So you're going Joe Exotic?
Dude, if his name is not Joe Exotic, what are we doing? Right. What are we doing?
I haven't seen it yet.
What are you doing? You're locked into a house and you're talking about being depressed. You know what you do to make yourself not depressed? You watch people that are so much worse than you.
No, I try to go Enchant Rock and get told I can't go.
Okay, well, this is just
the wrong day.
This is just a real personal story here.
I've been indoctrinated about why the central bank is evil. That's what's been happening to me.
Stop watching the History Channel.
I need to watch more.
No.
Yes.
After 3, you can always get some Alien watch.
That's true. I'm lifting above the charade and the confusion. I'm afraid I'm going to fly too far, though.
You know what? I just saw that. So instead of you staying up late at night at 3 a.m. when you're young to watch like Comedy Central infomercials for Girls Gone Wild, you're staying up till 2 a.m. to watch on History Channel Aliens. Boy, times have changed.
Well, now you don't have to do any of that because you can you can never not be entertained.
I guess it's true. Well, especially if you're watching Tiger King.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to watch it eventually. Not
you
just
get
yet,
it together.
After the NFL draft, I will.
Get your life on track.
So I like the Bengals this year, not only because of Burrow. Like, Burrow's great. My only concern about Burrow, and we've talked about this before, is that he's going to be 24 years old in December. And so he has a five-year difference between him and the freshman he's playing against in college. And so that's my only kind of concern I see about him in the professional league, where it's like, maybe this guy is just older than everybody, who's fully developed, has an actual brain, and has been like watching college defenses for 5 years and just knows to go to the ball and can't miss or whatever. And then that big disparity he has in the next level is going to go away. That's my only fear about Burrow.
You mean he's Brandon Weeden?
No, I mean, Weeden was 29 when he got drafted.
No, I'm
this
just saying, like,
thing.
But that's what I'm saying. You say, but in a way, I'm only comparing because old.
That's the extreme version of it.
Yeah, exactly. But old enough to be older than everybody else to make you seem like you're better than you are, but in fact, you're just playing against kids.
Yeah.
You really think that?
It's like being 17 playing on JV.
Think it's because he kind of got the wording of an NFL coordinator to be able to kind of improve on his game, which in a way that would make you better in college because you have a next step and you have somebody in your ear that most don't. In NFL, I think it's going to like kind of stabilize you in a bit, but I still think he has more to improve on because he is still young and he's not the extreme Brandon Weeden.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm like, I'm 90% certain he's going to be great, but there's that little bit of caution I have just because of his age. And then the other caution I have with Cincinnati is I don't think Zach Taylor's a good coach. And I don't know if how much last year was because they were trying to lose football games how much of it was like his own fault or him learning. But I mean, they ran the ball so much last year with the bad offensive line. Benching Dalton was, you know, unbelievable.
It was
dumb
once you got to a certain point where nothing was working. It's like, well, just put Dalton in then. And it's not even if you're going to re-sign him, at least to win games to make him look good so people want to sign him. Like, that's what
get a fourth-round pick out of it.
Exactly. Throw him some type of bone as well. You would think that you would want to go that route, especially when whoever you're throwing out, even though I believed in him, Driscoll. Whoever you're throwing out there is Driscoll, right?
No.
Wait, who was it?
It was Lindley. They've started a rookie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I thought it was Driscoll. I apologize. Either way.
From NC State. He was a fourth-round pick, and he was terrible.
It was awful. Yeah. Like, no wonder Driscoll would have been better.
Nothing they did on offense worked. The only good thing about their team was their defensive line. And so, like, offensively, you have Burrow. You have Jonah Williams come back at left tackle. You have a weird interior. I don't know how it's going to play out. Their right tackle, who knows who it's going to be. They cut Cordy Glenn, and because I guess he probably doesn't want to play right at all. But they have Mixon. They have good receivers. They still have Bernard. Who knows how that works out? AJ Green's been back after being franchise tagged. Do you think Green's mad he got tagged at all?
I think they were going to keep Bernard, by the way. Are they really keeping Gio?
I think he's still on the team as of now.
He should go somewhere else. He should get paid somewhere else.
Nobody's going to pay him.
People would want
that
type of... He's
like 31.
He's like Sproles.
Nobody's going to pay him.
Yeah.
But like him and Mixon are good compliments off each other.
Okay, well, that's fair. But to go back to your question, how can he be mad? When was the last time he played a healthy season?
I don't have the numbers, but I would guess 17.
That's what I'm saying. So he can't be mad because, if anything, this should be a prove-it year where if you do well, you know they're going to pay you. So what is the big dilemma? And what is the franchise?
I mean, I think they paid him like $13 million this year. It was a good decision for them to make.
Yeah. I think AJ has a lot to prove still. But in fact, if I was Cincinnati, I would cut him. And that's just because I would bring in another young talent, maybe in a later round, just something to bring in just for fun.
Yeah, you can still do that
build.
Anyways. They still have cap space. It's not like they're suffocating by having Green. I mean, they're still right now paying Andy Dalton for this year. They haven't released Dalton yet.
I'm just saying, just to your point, why not build the offensive line? Why not try to spend money in areas where you're getting a new quarterback? So why not protect that new investment?
It is weird that they have four positions that are kind of open on the offensive line at the moment. And it may work out. Like, these are young guys. Like, I know Billy Miller's their center. They have Michael Jordan. They signed Ted Karras.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, they have a guard from Ohio State.
Oh,
Michael
my
Jordan.
God. I thought he was a guard from North Carolina.
Close. Defensively, though, I love their defensive line. It's Chris Hubbard. It's DJ Reader. It's Michael Dunlap. It's Shaq Lawson. No, it's not Shaq Lawson.
Either way, the first three that you mentioned there is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's Dunlap, it's Chris Hubbard, it's Lawson, it's Akins, it's DJ Reader. It's five deep. And like these are all guys who can... I know Reader only had 3.5 sacks in Houston last year. I think he could have 7 on this defensive line. And it's an entire defensive line of guys who could have, you know, at least 7 sacks or so between them. Their linebackers are still really bad, though. And I don't know why they didn't go out and spend any money at the linebacker position this free agency. So I think the defense is just kind of built around their defensive line. They think, well, yeah, we don't need very good linebackers if we have these 4 guys, these 6 guys, these 5 guys that we can circle in and out, but and give them a very easy job. But just in coverage, like whenever they play like Baltimore or, you know, Pittsburgh, those sorts of teams that can be able to spread you out and get your linebackers in coverage, they're going to get eaten up a little bit, though.
No, I agree. And whenever it comes to the Cincinnati Bengals and the defense, from what I remember, didn't they not like really get blown out by over 30 points or anything like that?
Yeah, they did. They were bad.
They did.
They were bad.
I thought that they were at least losing games, but they were always in like the 20s.
No, they were getting...
Man, I was trying to give them some positivity. In this case, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
The positivity is that they were very unlucky last year. And that's the other thing. They were unlucky last year. They're going to have Burrow. They have fun offensive players. They have a really fun defensive line.
But to go back to your point, who is running the show?
That's the concern.
Yeah. So if you're not believing in the coaching staff, these players are not really going to do anything except look good on paper.
Yeah.
So even though you're
excited. All we can do right now is susay and extrapolate. And so I don't know. I think this is a fun football team for the season. They're going to probably win at least 5-6 games. They're going to be in games. They have a really great defensive line. Burrow's going to be really interesting to watch. And he also has mobility, too. Like, he can deal with some pass protection issues. And he has, like, 5 or 6 really fun skill players around him as well, too.
Yeah, no, and I think that is going to be great.
Taylor is the limiting factor. He's the choke on this offense, it seems like.
I just, either way, so I just.
Not on your list.
No.
Who's the first team on your list, then?
All right, so first team on my list, I'm just going to start it off just because I know you're going to love, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, of course. And this is just because you're going to watch Tom Brady.
You got to say Tampa Tom.
No, I was going to say, no, what was the other one? It's Tampa, so it's
Tampa
Tom. No.
Yeah. Or what about, do you
Tampa,
like?
I like Tom Bay.
Tom Bay.
Tom Bay.
That's fine.
Either way, I'm excited about this team to see what they can do. This is where now he has the weapons to be able to show. Last year, it was all Belichick not giving him anybody. The moment that he had Antonio
or
is the moment he looks so much better.
The decisions they made didn't work.
What do you mean the decisions they made? They traded a second round for Mohamed Sanu.
I know, they tried, just didn't work.
Matt, you could have gotten Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, they traded for him after the season started. They could have got
Emmanuel Sanders in the second half of the season too, like the next day. No, it was the day after.
Maybe.
Yeah. So don't tell me maybe
No, but I guess the point I'm trying to get with Belichick, it's not that he didn't do anything. It's that everything he did didn't work. He tried to do things, they just didn't work out.
I don't think it worked out either way because he didn't try because he's terrible and he doesn't care about the offense because he wanted to make Tom fail. And now Tom has the offense around him. I can't wait to see Godwin, Evans. I can't wait to see what he's going to be able to make this offense look like that Jameis Winston could never. Because instead of turning the ball over my defense, who actually is not that terrible, can stop some guys. So let's give them something by not throwing an interception. That is what Tom is going to allow. And Tom is going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Super Bowl. And he is going to be the first quarterback ever to host the home game.
Great. I hate it.
The reason why you should watch more than anything for my argument, though, with the point, what else do you got? This is the NFC. You'd at least be able to have some Breeze versus Tom showdown.
85-year-old quarterback matchup.
Oh, come on. You're not excited about that?
No. I hate...
Oh, screw you.
I hate everything about Tom and Tampa.
This is...
I hate everything about it.
But you love Jameis in Tampa.
100%.
This is so dumb.
100%.
So, that's my team.
Oh, that's fine.
You got nothing?
I got nothing about it because I'm already in a bad spot here.
What do you mean you're already in a bad spot?
We talked about this as well, too.
What? So
I don't
what?
Like, I don't like the spot at all. I think it made the Bucks immensely less fun.
How are you saying this?
Like, it's just a hell world apocalyptic, too much entropy involved. We're getting to the ruins of civilization with Tom Brady playing football in Tampa Bay.
Dude, this is...
It's awful.
This is Tommy Brady Hama shirts everywhere.
Tommy... I don't know. I mean, Tom Bahama...
Tommy Brady Hana shirts.
Whatever you said was good.
Yeah, Tommy Brady Hana.
No, the Bay one.
Oh, Tom Bay?
Yeah, Tom Bay is good.
Tom Bay is good.
I like Tampa. Tom Tampa. Tom Tampa is too pornographic.
You could do Tom Terrific Bay.
I guess so. I like the other one. I like Tom Bay. Tom Tampa's too pornographic. Tom Bay or Tampa Tom's good. I don't know, I think it's the worst case scenario.
What's not the worst case scenario? Okay, I'll put it this way. Where do you think Tampa's going to finish next year, just off the bat right now?
They're going to go... Like,
without your hatred involved.
I think the Falcons win the division.
Oh.
They're a wild card team. And they lose in like the second round. But the draft hasn't happened yet.
You're such a hater.
I'm excited to watch Lance.
You're such a piece
My
of
next
crap.
Team... are the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, what? I'm so done with this. You did the Miami Dolphins last time.
Well, when we talk about most interesting teams. But the reason why the Dolphins are is that this is, for the Texans fan, this is the ultimate team for Schadenfreude, where not only do you get to root against the Texans, but as the Texans lose, your Miami Dolphins have higher draft picks because of it. Because the Dolphins still have the Texans' first and second round pick next year. So every Texans loss is a Dolphins gain. And so if you really want to stick it to Houston, really want to hate Houston, and feel something a little bit good out of it, Miami's the team to root for. And also, they just have a lot of like good players compared to last season because they have a lot of money to invest in the roster. It'll be interesting to see if they do go after like him or Dalton, or if they just draft a quarterback in the first round. Because I don't know if you can just say like, yeah, we're going to do Fitzpatrick for another year, unless you're kind of locking yourself into being a... you know, 6-1 team or whatever, but you don't do things like sign Kyle Van Noy and Byron Jones and just want to be a 6-1 team. So I still think they're going to make a decision at quarterback, and that hasn't happened either. And again, like, this is the ultimate I hate the Houston Texans team because they have the Texans draft picks at the moment.
Oh my God, no. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I get the Cincinnati one. You know what? I'll give you all the credit in the world for that.
This is the
Miami Dolphins
not. Yeah, it is.
This is not anything. It's not a shot just because they have our draft picks, this, this, and this.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This is not the team to watch. Let's get more depressed.
It's a team.
If you want to watch a rebuilding team, just watch your own damn team at this point then.
No, it's not.
Why? You're rebuilding.
They can't rebuild.
Well, that's what you're doing.
They're not rebuilding.
I don't know what you're doing because you're not going to win.
They're not a rebuilding team.
I don't know what's going on then.
But if you want the Texans,
second round
lose,
pick, they're
going to
rebuild like crazy.
For.
It's not the team to root for.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're talking about. This team doesn't even have a quarterback.
If you hate the Houston Texans, this is the team to root for.
Team
but again, the Dolphins have the fifth pick, and then, you know, Dalton and Cam are available.
So you're going to watch this team when they have Andy Dalton?
Yeah, I would. I think he looked good in the
orange. And that's going to be your team to watch?
Yeah, I think Dalton's be fun to watch there. They
Andy
got talent, though. They got Shaq
Andy
Lawson.
Dalton, Devontae Parker, huh?
They got Jones.
You excited about that?
Albert Wilson.
Excited about this.
Julian Davenport.
You're really happy.
Nick Needham.
Yep. Who's their running
Jordan
back?
Jordan Howard. They got Ballage still.
What are we doing right now?
They got
I don't know what we're doing right now, but this is not a good team.
They got Shaq Lawson. They got Taco there. He led the team in sacks last year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
He did really well in Dallas.
He did better in Miami.
He didn't do anything in Dallas.
He did a little bit
you know
in
what
Miami.
That says in coaching staff? No free tacos.
Yeah. I like his celebration. I think he had 5 sacks there last year.
I think he had 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, but again.
By the way, this is still not the team to
watch. If you want the Texans
to win. This is like bottom of the
barrel.
This
is the best team if you don't want the Texans to win.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Because they have all their draft picks.
Who cares?
For that simple reason alone, the Dolphins are a team to root for.
No, the worst
if
ones.
You should have gotten all those draft picks
back by DeAndre Hopkins. You should have gotten everything back.
Well, yes, but that already happened.
It doesn't matter.
We're talking about the present for this year.
That doesn't make anybody feel better than the fact that you're watching a... You know what? They're going to be crappier than the Houston Texans.
Yeah, Miami's going to be worse than Houston next year, probably.
Why are we watching that?
Because they have the Texans draft pick.
No,
that's why. That's the end of the sentence, and then also everything else. Also, whenever they actually wear their good uniforms, they have great uniforms too. The retro ones are awesome.
I have nothing else for you. Not with the highlighter color. I've nothing. This is not the team to watch.
No, the old ones, the ones from the 80s, are awesome. With the dolphin, with the helmet, with the football. You beautiful.
You know what? I have nothing for this team.
Not on your list?
I have nothing for this team.
Not on your list?
No.
Well, you'll be thinking about them more after the draft, whenever they have 5 picks in the first 100 picks or whatever it is. Maybe okay, it's 7.
You got to give me a quarterback, and then I'll be excited.
They're going to have a quarterback. They'll have a different quarterback in a month. They'll have Tua, they'll have Cam, or they'll have Dalton in a month.
Yeah, none of that excites me.
Then what do you want to do?
All that says is 6-10.
The East is also kind of bad, though.
All that says to me is 6-10.
They could win the East next year.
They're not going to win the East.
They're going to be better than the Jets next year.
So they're going to be better than Buffalo?
Maybe.
Oh.
Because
your quarterback's going to regress?
And also, they were a lucky team last year.
I agree. Allen's going to regress.
The Bills were a lucky team last year. They got a lot better this offseason, though, so we'll see. I don't know. It's a possibility.
I get it. Allen's going to regress. You don't have to yell at
me,
man.
He can't even regress.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't regress.
He's just going to look more to run than throw.
No.
That's all he's going to do.
And he put up, 34 against Dallas? Beat him on Thanksgiving?
By the way.
By throwing the ball
Mitchell
at him?
Trubisky, who's going to be replaced by Nick Foles, look like Lamar Jackson against us. You going to brag about being Dallas?
No, you're bragging about being Dallas now?
He threw the ball against them. Being 8-8 team. Yeah, that's what we do here.
He threw against them.
No!
Yeah.
Everybody did!
I'm just saying what he did.
Trubisky destroyed us.
So who's your next team? He scored 21 points against y'all.
Trubisky destroyed us. And by the way, my next team is Dallas Cowboys. And this is why. Just because you're all point. Everyone's point. You want something to laugh at. You want something to cheer on. You want something to break your heart. You choose the Dallas Cowboys. Because that would also stick it to the McNairs, the fact that the entire fan base is now part of the Dallas fan base. That is the biggest blow. That is what Texans fans should do. Jump on this side of the fence. Because we're on the team on the rise. We're going to be the team that, guess what? If we let you down in the end, it's still going to be entertainment all the way from the start to the finish. You're going to hate it. You're going to love it. Pretty much, you're going to feel like how you did last season. That's why you should watch the Dallas Cowboys. Do you want me to go on with the players, though? I can.
Yeah, if you want to.
So we have improvements here. We have some with Poby
and sign. Something, you have to buy into somebody's emotions, not with logic.
Okay, so we have Poe now being signed. Then we have Sirline the Leg. We have Greg the Leg coming to the team.
What about Kai?
I love it. Ha ha, all the way.
Now, what about Kai? You got Kai Forbath still? Is he still kicking too?
Yeah, we signed him on a one-year deal. He was 10-for-10 whenever we had him.
Are y'all going to duel it out this summer?
I don't know. I'd still do Greg the Leg because now he's back with the special teams coordinator that he was with or the kicking coach that he was with before. So either way, we have some improvements here. This is where I feel the Dallas Cowboys are going to be taking the next steps. And if Dak Prescott blows it, then in the end, we'll be finding a new quarterback. This is Dak's season, by the way. This is make or break.
They're supposedly in talks to pay him $40 million a year right now.
Oh, my God.
They're like inching closer and closer to a new deal.
I don't want to talk anymore. I don't want to.
I think the one thing that's standing in Texans fans' way of being a Cowboy fan is they hate the city of Dallas. And I don't understand that.
I don't like the city of Dallas.
I'm not saying that you do, but I'm saying like there's that weird rivalry between people from Dallas hate Houston and the people from Houston hate Dallas. And they can't stand one another at all.
But
I don't understand. I'm not from either one of those
places.
But
here's my thing with it. You want entertainment? You want something to watch? You're going to watch them. You're not going to watch Miami. I'll give you Cincinnati. Again, I'll tell you. I'll give you Cincinnati. That's a good one, and I actually like all everything you mentioned.
Miami was fun to watch last
year.
I had fun watching last year.
Because, yeah, it fits magic.
Yeah, they were fun.
When Tua doesn't look good or he becomes injured in the fourth game, you're done. And Andy Dalton doesn't excite anybody.
I like Andy Dalton.
Cam Newton? Nobody knows how healthy that man is.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows. But nobody, come on, man. The fact that you said that you'd watch Miami and be excited if Andy Dalton was the starter is the worst thing I've ever heard you say.
I like Andy. I feel like he had a bad rap.
But the Dallas Cowboys, there's a lot to prove this season for this team, and they have the new coach. Oh, that also brings up the other point. You guys get to see what a new coach looks like.
That's a good point, too.
So now you get to be able to watch. If we were to somehow win the playoffs, maybe even go far in the playoffs, you guys can then point and say, this is what happens when you file the incompetent jackass.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's the best argument for it is that, hey, we got rid of the guy who just goes 9-7. We got the new head coach. We got Mike McCarthy. Just by even replacing, it's like you see those teams with a huge improvement year to year, and it's because they have a new coach, new quarterback. And yeah. It's like, yeah, the difference just between that awful, lousy thing and a new, you know, paint job makes an entirely difference in performance from year to year. And so I think that's the best argument for being a Cowboys fan. But instead of Mike McCarthy, it would be Eric Bieniemy.
Either way, though, I had an argument that you agreed with. I'll take it.
I agree with things you say.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't agree with anything I say.
Whenever you have a good point, this is a good point.
No,
this is
you
a
don't
good
agree
one.
With anything. You just like want to like try to prove something. It doesn't work, man.
No, I'm right? not. I'm not a Ram. There is no such thing as I. There's only one. There's only us. You know.
What did Kobe say? What was Kobe's tagline?
Mamba out.
No, it was, hey, or Shaq told Kobe, no, there's no I in team. Yeah, but there's an M-E for me.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
He like said. Mother effer after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he said some bad words.
Yeah, he said some bad words to Shaq. By the way, that was nice. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun friendship.
Why don't we act like that?
I'm not charismatic enough or smart enough or advanced enough. I'm still expanding my rings of consciousness. I'm not there yet.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should watch some Tiger King. That'll expand your consciousness.
Maybe so. Maybe so. I'm gonna watch in the bathtub. I'm gonna make a nice bath and put Tiger King on.
Always do a bath bomb, man. I don't know it's about those things, but they drive me crazy. What was it? The lady got a space one time. Oh, it was so black and it was so like stars.
Yeah.
That whenever you move the bubbles, it was like I was floating. You want to talk about being an astronaut?
That sounds good.
That's what you do.
Maybe that's what I need. I need a good bath.
You need a good bath and a bath bomb. You need to put a TV there, too, and watch some 90 Day Fiancé.
No, I need to go to Texas Roadhouse. What I need to do.
Okay, no.
So the next team I have is the Arizona Cardinals. Are they on your list?
They're not on my list. Why would they be on my list?
Well, they were a lot of fun to watch last year. They're the king of the rats. They're the best bad team.
I'm just kidding. They are on my list.
They have three number one wide receivers. Christian Kirk.
That's the only reason why
Christian
I'm watching.
Kirk last year was like, yeah, I'm a number one receiver. Fitzgerald will give him the benefit.
He's going to do his little slot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be great as a slot receiver. And then Hopkins, of course, out there. One of the three best receivers in football. And like Andy Isabella is great as a speed guy. They have another guy. I'm kind of upset that this is very unprofessional. But this is very unprofessional. There's a player at the M who's good as well too, who caught like 30 passes and a few touchdowns. And then also it's a really interesting offense to watch. There's five receiver sets, there's one running back. Kenyon Drake is good enough to run in like any sort of formation. And it was also fun last year too how Kingsbury turned that spread offense into a power run offense by just like putting two tight ends out of the spread with him. And creating like wide zone rush lanes and stuff for him. And he's invisible in the backfield. He made some reads that nobody else really makes at all and made some cutbacks that you just don't really see from other players.
And that's why your team Miami gave him up, right?
My team Miami gave him up?
Yeah. Miami gave up Kenyon Drake, correct?
They did trade him, yeah.
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 And that's one of the teams that you also want to watch is the team that gave him up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they improved so much at the running back position whenever they did that. By the way, I'm just going to go back to this Miami thing with you.
Fine.
It's terrible. But either way, I'm with you with the Arizona. I like the Kenyon Drake thing is ridiculous. Why are people giving Arizona players?
He's so good.
Here's
he was also.
How old is he?
He's like 24, maybe.
That's what I mean.
He was also 100 times better in Arizona than Miami. Like Miami was always interesting. And then I guess just running against light boxes and running out the spread in Arizona just helps him out.
And also whenever you're guarding or defending Arizona, you would have to be able to watch Kyler rather than trying to watch just the running back at points.
Yeah.
But
you're running against five boxes or five men in the box. I think only 4.5% of his runs last year were against A-plus defenders.
Who takes a step back?
For Arizona?
Yeah. Do you think it's DeAndre? Because my whole thing is, I agree with everything that we're saying here.
I would guess Fitzgerald does.
I don't think he is.
I think it'd be Fitzgerald.
Because I think he's going to be the safety blanket. I would say, if anything, it may be Kirk. And my only worry whenever it comes to DeAndre going to Arizona, it's the same thing I worry with all quarterbacks going with a established receiver. Are you going to force it to him?
Yeah.
You're going to force it, or you're going to let the offense be able to run, and you're just going to let it come to you and throw it to the guys. We saw it with Baker this year. Whenever you get Odell, that threw him off his entire game, where all of a sudden he's not spreading the ball around. All of a sudden, there are certain games where you're just locked into him because, oh, crap, I feel bad. I hope Kyler doesn't get that, and I hope Kingsbury has a way. It's, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Well, I think
I feel like somebody has to take a step back.
Yeah, they just, I mean, they're always so spread out, though. Like, they're always going to be on the field at the same time. No. And one of the things that Hopkins showed last year, too, is that he can play in the slot as well if he needs to. And he can also be a sideline
guy. I'm talking about
also
the other two.
Yeah.
I mean, those other two could take a step.
I mean, I would guess Fitzgerald just because of his age.
Yeah, they don't even, you just think bomb downfield?
No.
Christian!
I mean, they are a great screen team as well, too. And the offense is fun. Also, like, Kyler's just fun to watch. He's so tiny. He has enormous biceps, too, for a little guy. And he's just like...
You would pay attention to that.
Yeah, they're enormous. It's like he has softballs in his arms. And it's just fun watching him scurry around. One of the things that's been interesting with Arizona next year, too, is if Kyler will actually take sacks or not next year. Because he was the third most sack... I think, actually, he may have been the most sack quarterback last season. Like, him and Winston and Russell were all in the top three there. And he would just go down. He wouldn't take any hits. He took a lot of bad sacks because of it, because he was looking to save himself. And so I wonder if he's going to take that many negative plays next year, or if he's going to actually try to get out of stuff more often and try to slip away instead of taking, you know, 30-plus sacks. Their offensive line is pretty much identical again next year as it was this year, except they have eighth overall pick. So they
but
can
I was
going to
say,
right,
they're just going to keep drafting offensive.
They'll take a tackle probably in the first round. But, I mean, like, their entire interior still wasn't very good last year.
I still feel like they're going to add pieces, though, over time, especially because with the draft. Now, you don't have to focus on the offensive side besides that. I mean, what else do you need?
Well, yeah. I mean, they just need probably another guard and a right tackle.
That's what I mean, is that that's the only thing you're going to be focusing on at this point. Cause you don't
for their offense.
Yeah.
But their defense is bad.
And that's the only other side. But at least you got one thing, and I would still focus on the line more than anything at this point. Because I have so many weapons on offense, I have to protect the little man.
Uh-huh.
If I don't protect my bread and butter, I have nothing. Or if I don't protect my butter, I have nothing for the bread. Yes. I like that.
Yeah, I guess he would be the bread.
No, he would be the butter.
I bet the bread.
He is the butter that spreads on the bread. That's right.
I don't know, but the bread's the most important part.
I know, but the butter is the one essential ingredient that makes the bread that is filled with all of the grains work.
Well, then is Kingsbury the bread then?
Kingsbury's the knife.
Well, then who's the bread?
The bread is the team.
I don't know.
The knife is the Kingsbury. The butter is Murray. The bread is the team.
I would say Murray's the bread, and then Hopkins, Kirk, Fitzgerald, and Drake are the butter.
No. See, what?
That's, and then Kingsbury's the knife.
I don't... Why do you ruin everything?
I don't know. I mean, it just makes more sense.
No, it doesn't!
So, defensively, they're funny because they were really bad on defense last year, but Chandler Jones had 19 sacks. You know who was second on sacks on our team last year?
Suggs.
And yeah, with 5.5. Mm-hmm. And he played, I think, 12 games from last year.
Is he going to be back?
He's still a free agent. He may play somewhere. I think Suggs could play like 15 snaps a game for a team and just rush the passer and be an okay spot.
He should probably come to Dallas.
He can, fine.
That's what he should probably do.
Anywhere.
I think it'd be great.
Go New England.
I mean, we're running a new defense, even though we're saying that we're not running a new defense, but I know we're running a defense. So that's what I'm at.
Hmm.
We're not running the 3-4.
You know who
led
the league in solo tackles last year?
Who?
Buda Baker.
Hey!
Safety of the Cardinals. He's a great tackler. He's like 5'10". And he also had a lot of tackles for a loss, too. He's a lot of fun to watch. But it's like their defenses for now, Chandler Jones, Patrick Peterson, Buda Baker, and then it's a wasteland. Their free agent signings to improve the defense was Campbell from Atlanta and then Devon Kennard from Detroit, which just kind of says we're going to blitz even more next year. But their defense coordinator, Vance Joseph, has never been like a really big blitzing guy, even though he calls a 3-4 defense. And has never really like been a great defensive coordinator. He's had chances before other spots. And he's never like, I don't know. I've never really thought of him as a very good coach. But he's still the DC there. So I don't know. And his defense is going to be bad. The offense is going to be really good. And they're probably a team that's really fun to watch that loses close games. And I think, kind of like Atlanta, I think Atlanta and Arizona are kind of similar next year. And the fact that they're going to score a lot of points, but their defense is bad, they're going to lose close games with a lot of points. And if they have a high one possession win record, that will that's what's going to be that will control their season next year. But a very fun team, a good team to watch every week.
All right, so then my kind of thought, do they make playoffs?
Arizona?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right
now.
It'll
be fun to watch.
Ooh, you're not even buying into them that much?
I mean, I don't know. I think
you
Seattle.
Do you think they're better, or do you think they're 9-7 at least?
It depends on their win-loss record in one-score games.
Ugh,
that's gross. What's going to depend on for them. And like Atlanta,
God.
I think Atlanta's the same way too.
I'm not going to predict anything. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. They're 8-8. Bada bing, bada boom. Get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
I'm just kidding. I'm actually pretty excited for them.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about the Cardinals though. Is that they're the Cardinals. The worst team name, the worst name in sports. To be in Arizona and be the Cardinals, there's so many better team names you can be.
Yeah, that's true too. Especially, what was it? Yeah, like the Arizona Cacti.
Perfect.
Dude, it'd be
Condors,
so awesome.
Condors, Canyons.
Yeah. It'd be.
Ravens.
Well, you can't do Canyons.
You can't do Ravens, but you can do Canyons.
You can't do Canyons.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for a mascot?
Just put a big star on it. Make it the Arizona State flag.
There's a big canyon.
Yeah, you can do it. Put the Grand Arch from Arches on there. It's like it's not even in Arizona. Who cares? It's a canyon. It's an arch. It's a canyon. Who cares? But yeah, that's the one thing I like about their jerseys is I do like the black ones. The black ones are cool.
Black ones are nice.
And I like the helmet, but I don't like it.
They need to have the red
Arizona.
Helmet with the black ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the white helmet, the all-white helmet like that, but it doesn't work for Arizona.
Either way, I'm excited.
Yeah, they're going to be fun to watch.
All right. My next team on my list. This one is actually going to be fun because if you think that you're down in the dumps, if you think that you're a Houston Texans fan and you can't go any lower, you can go as low as a New England Patriot fan.
This isn't a fun team to watch.
This is going to be a fun team because this is depressed. This is where if you just want to feel lower and you want somebody to make yourself feel better
but
because they're in a worse
situation.
Because they're in a worse situation.
Yeah, but like after what they just went through.
What do you mean
they
what
went
they just
through?
Went through?
Since 01, they went through, 19 straight years
Yeah, but you get to laugh at
winning
Bill.
Football.
So now you get to laugh at Bill if he fails.
Well, I guess you could laugh at Bill.
Well, why can't, yeah.
I'm saying Pats fans won't. Pats fans like, it's
I'm
all part
I'm not saying
it's all
Pats fans. I'm saying this is for Texans fans. They would be able to laugh at the coach so that he could fall on his face so that it's proof that it was all Brady and that all the other coaches that came from this man are all a joke, which proves that O'Brien was a joke. And it was all Tom. So you know what? I'm interested in New England because they still haven't done a damn thing. I don't know who is going to be playing receiver besides...
It's the same guys as last year.
It's bad. So who's going to be the quarterback of that team? You going to watch it with Andy Dalton, Stidham? You going to watch that with Cam?
I can see Cam there.
Either way, it's going to be gross. And I don't know what the hell they're doing.
I think I think he wants to do Stidham. I really do.
I don't think he has the guts.
I know. I think he wants to. I think he's going to for sure.
If he does,
he can do whatever he wants there.
Well, he got rid of Tom, so now he can. You're trusting the entire farm, everything to this man now. By the way, he's going to fail. I give him 3 seasons. 3 seasons of not making the playoffs in a row.
No, they'll make it in 22 or whatever.
I said my claim.
They'll figure it out. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
No, I said my claim.
Okay. They'll figure it out.
They won't figure out anything.
They'll be good. They're just kind of boring to watch, though, is the one thing for me. Like, they're not on my list.
You're going in a dark hole.
Yeah, I guess if you hate the Pats and watch them lose, this is your chance to do
that. This is your chance.
I mean, it doesn't get away with what they did the past 19 years, though.
Kind of does. Makes you feel a little bit better, though, to know that you're a bigger failure than you.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know.
They're still probably going to win more games than Houston next year.
See, that's where you're just hitting a real low
They're
spot.
Playing each other next year, too.
Okay, that's... Ooh.
If the Pats beat O'Brien with
the
Stidham,
bar should probably close. You're not going to be able to be open for anything. I hope quarantine's still going on. That's
not
going to be
fun. We may not have a football season even. I don't even know why we're even doing this.
What are you talking about? Yeah, we are. because everything's just.
And it's December 2020.
Matt.
So my test positive for Corona again. Oh, here it happens. It starts all over again.
It's going to be awesome when there's no fans in the stadiums.
Not really.
Why? I want to watch that. Either way, I watch.
No, no. You'd have fans there. They just have to be 6 feet away from one another.
There you go. You just That'd sell cool. half the tickets.
Yeah, you sell 1/6 of the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
There it is. Yeah. We figured out the plan.
Sold out. You can still claim sellouts. Raise the price of tickets as well, too. So I don't have New England just because I think they're going to be boring next year. But I understand where you're coming from for it.
I'm going
like,
dark hole.
You say New England's like why I'm saying Miami.
Yeah, exactly. My it's dark hole is just darker, though. Because yeah, I don't think there's any
It's a little hairier, too.
Yeah, there is nothing good coming out of this.
They'll be interesting, but they won't be fun to watch. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, they're not going to be fun.
They're
going to
run the ball 45 times a game.
Yeah, this is depressing.
The defense is going to be good. They'll still have a good pass defense.
Yeah, Dallas and the Tampa are for fun.
Yeah, Dallas is fun in a sick way. The next team I have here is the Carolina Panthers.
No.
What was Teddy Bridgewater's record last year?
He was 5-0.
5-0. Here we go. He has his team now. They're committed to him. It's a great offense for him, too, in general. McCaffrey cat, you got Moore, you got Samuel, you got a lot of short passing, you have Joe Burrow.
They give away their entire defense.
You have Joe Burrow's
old. They don't put up points.
You got Joe Burrow's
He's
old.
He's not going to put up points.
You got Joe Burrow's old offensive
defense,
coordinator.
They give up every we'll single person.
We'll talk about the defense, but for now, like this is a perfect offense for Bridgewater.
I agree. I don't
know anything all about Baylor, but they score a lot of points. They almost went to the playoff last year, Matt Rule. It took him, 3 years to build that program out there in Waco, Texas, where Tree of Life was filmed. There used to be dinosaurs there. And now he's there in Carolina with Teddy. And, for Texans fans, too, you know what they could have done in 2014? They could draft Teddy Bridgewater.
No, here it is. We're going back to this.
You know who they drafted?
Mario Williams.
Tom Savage.
There it is.
That's the quarterback they drafted.
Oh, wait, what?
They could have drafted Garoppolo. They could have drafted Derek Carr.
Oh, God.
They ended up with Tom Savage.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So it was a great pick.
I think I would have to go back and look at the numbers, but I think he was the worst quarterback selected in that draft.
Oh, God.
I guess you made the case Manziel was worse.
No, Manziel would have been worse.
Because of where you selected him.
But if Savage did have a drinking problem, then he would have been worse.
Yeah, he wasn't as much of a cowboy. Not as much of a cowboy, but...
Cowboy.
Yeah. Was enough much of a cowboy. But, yeah. So, now here we are full circle. Teddy has his own team again. Teddy almost beat the Seahawks in the first round of the playoffs in, negative 14-degree weather. And I think it's a perfect offense for him. And they'll be... I mean, again, this is, I guess, kind of like Arizona and Atlanta. Except I think they're going to lose by 10 points consistently. Because they don't have, the offensive firepower those teams have. But they'll still score a lot of points. They'll just lose probably 37-27 instead.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking about here when it comes to the Carolina Panthers. Because, fine, the offense is going to be boring. You're going to watch a terribly boring offense. That's what you're going to...
It's going to be a fun offense.
Oh, it's going to be horrible.
No, it's going to be fun.
Let's watch little outlet passes over and over. That's all we're going to be watching. Oh,
no,
here's the other thing, too. Whenever the other offense scores 30 points, we lose because we can't score that many.
I think they could score 30.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
No, they can't.
They almost scored 30.
How many times did Teddy score 30?
I think he did once.
No, he didn't.
Against Tampa, I think he did.
Wait, I think he did it against Seattle.
No, he didn't play Seattle.
I thought he did play Seattle.
He did play Seattle, but they had two non-offensive touchdowns that game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't count that game, and I think they scored 37.
That was the same thing that Baltimore game, too. The Ravens had two non-offensive touchdowns.
Either way, that's my point, though. Unless you're having those type of touchdowns, then Teddy's not going to put up the points.
Also,
and their defense, they don't have a single human being there.
Also,
they
Teddy
gave
last
up
year,
everybody.
Teddy New Orleans last year also, it's hard to go from a backup quarterback to starting compared to being an entire offense for 6 months, everything being prepared and set up for you, everything being built around you. It's a much easier situation to be in. So,
you don't have the offensive genius that what's-his-face is in New Orleans.
They got Joe Brady in Carolina. They got Matt Rule. They got offensive geniuses there.
Oh, yeah?
The offensive genius, New Orleans, can't score more than 20 points against the Vikings in a playoff game.
But he knows how to run the team in order to make it work with Teddy as the quarterback.
Yeah, because they had a good defense. They scored a bunch of points.
I don't know if their defense is that great in New Orleans.
It was good last year.
I don't know if it was great. Good enough.
This is a much better set of circumstances to be playing in. But yeah, defensively, I mean, they lost everybody.
They lost Martin Addison. I don't know who they have.
They lost Kuechly. They lost McCoy.
Poe.
They lost Butler. They lost Poe. I don't think Poe's all that great.
I don't think you're all that great.
He just
He's 380 pounds.
He just does this. And he just poked in the belly.
He's like a big Snorlax.
And they lost Bradbury as well, too. And they cut Eric Reed. So, like, what? That's eight guys, nine guys from their starting defense.
It's good.
Just gone.
It's good.
I know. And they haven't even signed anybody on their defense all either.
No. They don't have anybody.
They signed Boston, I think. And that was the only thing
they've
done.
Maybe their strategy is going to be like keep away. Our quarterback is going to take so much time to score 3 points.
That's fair.
That it is you're never going
to
touch the ball.
Time of possession, 45-15, and they lose 27-21.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Teddy starting him finally. It's a good spot.
I know that I'm a little excited to watch Teddy start too because he does deserve it. Yeah. I just think it's a little crappy because what does Carolina expect him to do? To score over 30 points a game?
They're a year away.
No.
They're a year away.
They're 2 years away.
No, they're a year away.
We're going to be conservative. We're going to be two
you can,
years.
You can turn a defense around in a year. Easy.
You
takes a year.
You want to make a bet?
Yeah, we'll make a bet we won't remember.
All right, so I will bet. All right, we only bet pink slips here. We're betting vehicles. All right?
Yeah, you can have my car.
All right, you can have my car
you
at that
point. You can just have it. Do you want it now? Yeah, I don't need anymore. I'll get a bike for $17.
That's so amazing. Do you want it now? Just take it.
Yeah.
Fine, screw it.
Yeah,
who cares?
I'll rent a car if I ever need to drive anywhere. I'll call from the back of an Uber.
That's all you need to
like
do.
Like Children of Men, but instead it's an Uber.
It's hardcore.
But that's my four team. Who's your four team?
Well, my fourth, and by the way, it's my last team because I did actually have the Cincinnati Bengals on my list, too.
Oh, you little liar.
I know. I was excited for them. Only because of the first pick, and they were the young team to be able to start. So my last team that I have here, this one was kind of toughy because as a Texans fan, you want me to choose somebody that's not the Texans, and I don't know if I have anybody else that I'm truly excited for because the only other team that I would choose is the Indianapolis Colts. And I don't.
You can't.
You can't. But that's the only other team that I'd be excited for that I think is going to be able to take like the next big step. Dude, I am big on the Colts this year with Rivers. And that's just because he has everything in place.
Except for wide receivers.
What are you talking about? His wide receivers are fine.
No.
And they're going to draft probably somebody.
They need two big guys for him. Or at least one big guy.
Yeah, he has a tight end that's perfect.
No, it's not like a big go up and get it guy.
Either way, I think they're going to be fine. This is the team that I'm most excited for because I'm only going off if you're a Texans fan. Let's stay in the same division. Why not just move on over here? Let's just go to the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, but you guys understand the Colts are the blandest, most mayonnaise, most disgusting.
But I feel like it's
worse.
But I think they're
going to
be better
team.
Than the Tennessee Titans, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah, but again, like this is the worst team in the AFC South.
I'm just saying, in my opinion, it's the worst team that's going to be the number one team.
I like Rivers there just because of the offensive line. He had an awful offensive line in LA, and now he has a good offensive line in Indianapolis. They ran the ball right last year.
I think this is going to be.
How many interceptions do you think he throws next year, Rivers?
All right. I'm going to say 13.
He threw like 28 last year.
I know.
Nobody wants to talk about it. Everyone wants to pile on old Jameis.
I know.
Pile on old Jameis.
All right, so that's why
but
we're doing this.
Nobody brings up
Phillip. That's where this hatred's coming from. Okay, let it all out.
Nobody wants to bring up Phillip throwing 28 last year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you see his little video about him like talking to Colts Nation where he's sitting on the toilet? He's like, this is the only place he gets any quiet at all with his eight kids in the house.
I was about to say his army.
The other social media coordinators text him, it's like, we need a video just saying like you're excited. It's like, all right, I need some, let me find some peace and quiet finally. All right. And he goes and sits on the toilet and, what up, Colts Nation? It's me, Phillip. I can't wait to be here.
I'm excited. I don't know. I know that you're not because, and I know that if you're a Texans fan, it's so hard. And for me,
if
it's
you change the team around, if they weren't the Colts, like let's say this was the Jaguars, I'd be ecstatic.
What?
I just hate the Colts. They're the only team I hate. I like their players, but I hate the Colts. I love Kenny Moore. I love DeForest Buckner. I love Marlon Mack.
That's what I'm saying. They have guys now. This is going to be
I love Braden Smith.
Watch.
I like Phillip. Phillip's always been a good...
He's going to be a fun, exciting team, especially in the AFC. I think there'll be also great games against Kansas City, too.
Well, the better team in the AFC South to root for. Personally, I'm going to be a Titans fan this year, only if they sign Clowney. I want them to sign Clowney so bad. And Clowney may not sign until training camp.
He's not going to.
Yeah, he may not. He may just wait. No, he wants to make $15 million a year or whatever.
He's such a diva, Matt. You like such diva players.
He's just trying to get his money.
Because you're a diva with that hair.
I'm ponytailing it.
You're ponytailing it. I can't believe you have a ponytail right now.
That's what I'm going to start doing on the internet and be like, ponytail check. What do you got?
God, show me.
How are you? How's your pony right now?
Oh my.
I hate it. I've never felt so ugly in my
life.
Show
me your pony.
I feel so weak too. My parents have this dog that they got from my little sister. It weighs 5 pounds. It has this like long gray hair. It's like frail and sickly. And it's like really erratic. I look just like this dog. I'm the exact
small
same.
Small and frail.
Except
erratic.
I'm like, you know, 16 times taller than a dog.
It's true.
But other than that, I'm frail.
You're
I'm
humongous.
Sick. I weigh 210 pounds. I got long hair.
You're giant.
I'm getting nasty. But yeah, the Titans would be one of my teams only if they sign Clowney. My fifth team is, of course, the Buffalo Bills. Best uniforms.
You don't even believe in them. You said that Miami could beat them, and you Maybe. Think they're going to take a step back.
It doesn't change the fact that it's a very fun team. Ed Oliver is going to be the most interesting second-year player in the league on the defensive side of the ball. They added Mario Addison. They added another guy to rush the passer. They had another guy.
Either way,
rush the passer.
I don't understand what
they
the
pretty
hell
much
you're
just
saying.
They rebuilt. They have Vernon Butler, so they added. They pretty much just rebuilt the 2012 Carolina Panthers on defense, but just in Buffalo. And then Josh Allen's the most exciting quarterback in the league, not named Deshaun Watson or Russell
and Lamar
Wilson.
Jackson.
Or Lamar Jackson. Or Patrick Mahomes. He's like
in the upper tier of excitement in the league.
Yes, there we go.
Yes.
One of the most exciting quarterbacks in the league.
Is this your argument for the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah. They're
this is terrible.
They have had a great offseason. Great offseason. They have a great wide receiver trio that all complements one another. Can Josh Allen throw the deep ball well?
No.
Is one of the biggest questions in the NFL this year. The answer is probably no, but it's a very big question this year. And if you can throw the deep ball well, you have an NFL quarterback who can be great potentially. And who knows if he can do it? We don't know yet. But that's also like a really big and fun thing to watch for every single week with them.
I'm not going to watch anything with the Buffalo Bills because, in fact, kind of going back to your point, Buffalo won so many close games last year. This is the step back.
It could be.
What it comes down to. And now it's really relying on Josh Allen, like you mentioned, to take that next step. But what if he doesn't? Are you going to be crushed? Are you giving up on him if he doesn't take that next step? Is he another Mitchell Trubisky, perhaps?
No, he's already done better than Mitch ever did.
I agree.
He already
but
did
I'm just saying,
Mitch ever did.
You even know. Same thing with Dak,
Mitch,
by the way.
Mitch is so boring, though. Like, Mitch is like, he's crazy where he makes all these like really stupid throws and he's headed it in. But like his one good year, everything was like quick little short stuff. Like Allen's at least electric, you know.
There's going to be a lot of prove it for me this year when it comes to quarterbacks.
Allen in a playoff game threw a pass in the triple coverage 45 yards from the field to a fullback.
Oh my God.
Let's see Mitch do that. Mitch would just like hold the ball and cry and not do anything. He can only throw shovel passes.
Allen probably didn't even see him. Allen probably just threw it just because he wanted to throw it.
Probably so. Looks good.
Hey, what's down there? I don't know.
I see a speck of white. We're doing it.
That's snow.
It'd be fun if Jameis backed him up there.
No, it wouldn't.
The Bash Brothers.
Jameis is going nowhere. By the way, if he goes to Miami, you're going to be like,
oh.
Look at him.
Yeah. I want Jameis to start somewhere else. But Jameis in Pittsburgh is perfect, you know.
If Miami plays Buffalo, if they're in the same division,
You? Jameis versus, I would go.
Oh my.
I'd be on the first plane by myself. Boys trip. Y'all want to go to Miami for it? No.
No.
Nobody even texting back.
To watch Josh Allen versus Jameis Winston.
I would just be on the airplane talking to myself. Be like, so this is going to be a fun game.
Kill myself. Give me Corona now.
No, we don't want to do that. So my five teams are Buffalo, Arizona, Carolina, Tennessee if they have Clowney, Cincinnati, and Miami. That's six, but Tennessee's the wild card because they haven't signed Clowney yet.
Yeah, and so mine would be for this year, Dallas, New England, the Bucks, Cincinnati, and Indianapolis. And I know that Indy one hurts.
Yeah, the only other team I would add to would be Atlanta. I know you're not excited for Atlanta, but I am.
Yeah, they're going to all fall on their face once again because it's a big joke. That Quinn is awful, or Quay, whatever his damn name is. Dan, he's awful. And Matt Ryan's going to take another step. Gurley's not going to have his knees held up. Julio's not going to be as fast. I'm not confident whatsoever in this team. But I know every guy's a first rounder.
Yeah,
Taylor.
Great.
Look how exciting it is.
I love Caleb McGarry too.
I
love him.
I don't care. You know, Chris Lindstrom. Atlanta's not doing anything. It's the Bucks. Okay.
Oh, what a matchup,
dude. That entire division. You have Teddy. You have Tom Bay. You have Drew Brees, and then you have your boys.
Yeah, it's probably the most, I guess, interesting division going into next year.
Yeah, most overrated division besides the Bucks. Ooh!
I don't know what you mean by that.
You know what I mean.
There's nothing overrated.
Early prediction.
All right, so for our listener questions tonight, first one's from at Chris9781970. I don't need to go to the DMV at all now. Can the Roughnecks and Texans switch places, please? So one of the things I'm very happy for is for everybody who figured out that Bill O'Brien's a bad play caller by watching P.J. Walker and June Jones. It's like, wait, you can run play action on first and 10 throw the ball 30 yards down the field? You can do that? Wait, you don't have to run the ball on second and 8 to try to set a more manageable third down?
Something's off.
I just love all the brains just clicking on in Houston by watching the Roughnecks of all teams. But I don't know. I didn't watch the XFL, but it looked like fun. I know everybody I talked to watched the XFL really enjoyed it.
I think that's really awesome. And yes, I think that you should be able to switch. It'd just be interesting. What if you just allow them to coach for a day?
Who?
Roughnecks.
Oh, yeah. Make June Jones the coach for a day?
Yeah, just a day.
Perfect.
Just a day. Just to see. Just see what happens. It's like they score 50 points. Bill?
Yeah, Bill did that against Atlanta last year.
Oh, God.
So who's the real head coach now?
Okay. All right. Huh? All right. Huh? You know what? That's not saying anything. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Say it to my face.
The next question is from at Smooth Graham Mall, the two A's, friend of the podcast. Instead of wasting our time analyzing and scouting prospects and free agents that we will never sign or draft, but or if we do, we will never re-sign them, can we start scouting a new head coach? Is there anyone at the college level y'all like, or OC or DC you think deserves a shot? So we're going to start doing draft podcasts probably as early as next week on the show. And the only guy I really love is Eric Bieniemy. Like, just make him the head coach now. And he's the OC in Kansas City. He calls the plays there. He works with Andy Reid. He's been there for a few years. I think he's a slam dunk guy. Just 100% slam dunk.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go with the guy. He was a little bit doing the NFL, and now he's playing with the college. I can't remember what team, but his name is Chip. And I think he's going to be something special in the NFL. He just needs another chance. And I know that he's getting a bad rap right now, but he's gonna move up in the college world. And pretty soon, he's going to become the coach of the Houston Texans because he just seems like the perfect fit.
I mean, it really is like we're in the Chip Kelly alternate timeline with O'Brien, with this whole baby mamas thing and, you know, everything else. Except like Chip Kelly did do something no team has ever done before by playing really fast for a little while. he did coach Nick Foles to like a 27-2 touchdown reception ratio. And so like he had one season.
Yeah. Everybody hated him after.
Yeah, for sure. I don't. If you see him at UCLA, he was having his players do jumping jacks on the sideline because he didn't feel like they were playing hard enough.
That's what you do, right?
It's pretty cool. We were talking about it, like where Bill O'Brien's going to coach next if the Texans ever do fire him. I said the University UCLA. Of Arizona. No, I said like University of Arizona, Northwestern. Like he'll be the head coach of like a mid-major Power 5 school.
I think
Northwestern would be perfect, though.
He's going UT.
Oh, my God. They would be bowl eligible.
This is so awesome.
They go 7-5 for 3 straight years. And they couldn't fire him because they're paying him $40 million a year.
They would be stuck.
And nobody would want to play there at all.
Bill has the reputation that all Texans.
I would die. I'd be so happy. That'd be the greatest thing of all time.
Amen.
That would make this whole decade we wasted with Brian worth
it. Does it all be worth it?
100%. 100%. I love it. So here are some examples that other people have as well. From D in the heart of Texas, Saints! You don't like the Saints this year?
I just think that Breece is going to take a step like back. I'm not confident whenever Breece hits the playoffs. Every single time, he's just... It just seems like scared. I don't know. But doesn't Mike Thomas have another receiver now?
Sanders.
I was going to say, they got Emmanuel.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. It's just, is Emmanuel going to hold up?
I would guess so.
Even New Orleans does have a good track record. Whenever they get a receiver, you get
a Tre'Quan Smith breakout year.
Oh,
it's
God.
Coming.
Here it comes. It's going to come this game.
He's going to get drafted in the
pick him up in fantasy. Don't ever touch Tre'Quan.
He'll get drafted in like the 14th round.
I'll have one game where he scores like 80 points.
For sure. And be like, wow, he scored.
Look at that guy.
He scored a lot of points last year.
Number one waiver edition.
I'll probably end up drafting him in the 12th round or something.
Of course.
Be licking my stupid fat lips. I'm so dumb. So at Daniel Blake Hill, I'm a glutton for punishment. I haven't gotten to the point where I can't root for the Houston Texans, but if I pick somebody else, I pick the Bears. And so you're probably betting on like history, you know, franchise. They have a really cool stadium. Great stadium.
I think that you also have a quarterback battle there, and it's kind of be the same thing where if Trubisky doesn't play well, then Nick Foles gets to come into play. But it's like what they're planning. Dude, I don't know if it's going to work. They're going to plan on going 5-5 whenever they have 10 games underneath their belt. And then something's going to happen with Trubisky, you know, banged up, whatever. Then we're going to send in Jesus.
I can't believe they traded a pick for Foles still.
I still think it's worth it. You have to do something. It's the same thing what I think what you should do with Dak.
Yeah, but it's
you
just
draft, the
contract.
You waste, you spend
just
a draft pick.
Just sign Jameson. Sign Dalton. Don't give up a pick.
Don't sign Jameis.
The Jaguars should have gave you a pick
way,
to take on
you,
that contract.
Here's the thing. What's the realistic on what Jameis wants to get paid?
I don't know. I'm just,
is he going to accept $2 million?
My point is that you can't trade a pick to take on that Foles contract. Jacksonville should have gave you a fourth round pick to take on that contract.
I'll take on the contract if it's worth it because my quarterback, I think, is trash.
You shouldn't trade a pick for it. Just wait 3 weeks. Wait until after the draft.
I waited last season, and my quarterback didn't take the next step, a.k.a. Josh Allen. This is the year.
That was the next step last year for Allen.
And that's what my point is. For this year. It's this year.
Last
year was Trubisky. Was his third, correct?
Yeah.
This is Josh Allen's third.
All right.
I made the comparison earlier.
I got it now.
Ass.
Carlos Flores, writer of the website, he said, I'm going to shepherd the poor lost Patriots fans for the dark times off franchise quarterback. He's with you on this one.
Yeah, I knew it, man. Again, like what he mentioned, though, you're going down a dark path. Let's be very clear. You're going down a very dark path where there's no light at the end of the tunnel because you're just expecting the worst. And the only thing that's making you feel better is how dark somebody's black hole is compared to yours. That's it.
I mean, Matt Castle won 10 games.
Man,
if they start
winning games, though, you should probably turn it off.
Imagine,
that can't make you feel good.
And I'd be so upset that Pats go 11-5.
That's what I'm saying.
With
you're not going to feel
next year.
That's going to be a bad idea. If you're a Texas fan, you got to turn it off. They start winning.
Imagine Tony Romo calling the games too. He's like, Bill's just magical. Stidham, this guy's a player. Look at what Bill. And you're just like, why? The gun's just in my mouth.
Oh my God.
And then Houston's 1-5.
Yeah,
and
turn it off.
The Texans are 1-5, and they're 1-5 one score games.
I would laugh so hard.
At Eddie_Hassan, friend of the podcast, Arizona Cardinals. But interestingly, I think the NFL has become like the NBA, where I root for specific players such as Lamar Jackson or Mahomes in Kansas City. I'll watch Tua and Burrow as well. Do you agree with that, that you root for specific players in the NFL like people tend to do with the NBA?
No. It's really hard for me. At this point, I don't even do it with the NBA. And that's just because unless I would think that you're a special talent, and just like I even have guys around the league that I just love. For example, Russell Wilson. He is my favorite quarterback, and I'll always say it. It's just I can never root like for him if he's ever going up against my team.
Yeah,
and I don't ever think it's like a dilemma for me either. I just think he's the most fun like thing to watch when it comes to just if I want to entertainment, I'm gonna watch him.
Yeah, it's like those like LeBron psycho fans and freaks.
Yeah, and like those people are just like weird with LeBron. Where yo, he's the greatest.
They have like a jersey and three. It's like a centerfold where it's Los Angeles, Cleveland.
If
Miami.
I ever saw that, I'd puke.
I bet they have that.
That's the worst thing I think I've ever heard. And somehow the letters spell out King. I think I would die.
Yeah, somehow.
I think somehow, like, every bit of me would die on the inside.
Yeah. And then Eddie was also asking about wide receivers we like in the draft. Because Houston could take a wide receiver at pick 40 by trading DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know at all. It does seem like there's a lot of good wide receivers available. But I'll start watching some guys, you know, here pretty soon. And we'll have all that to talk about for a whole month while we're inside just watching the flowers bloom outside the windows.
Yeah, make sure you watch some Tiger King, though, because come on, man. Since the Cincinnati Bengals have the first pick, if it's Joe, they better call him Joe Exotic. Somebody better make that reference, damn it.
I think it already is going
to
happen.
It has to.
Smith Grandma also said, sorry, Taylor. I'm cheering for whoever's playing against the Texans and the Cowboys. I have a family inherited hatred of the Cowboys, and every Texans loss brings me one step closer to the eventual Bill O'Brien firing.
Listen, I just, the family members, I get it. They can be out of line sometimes, but overall, just believe in this team. I promise they're not going to let me down this year like they do every year. This is my time, because if it's not, I get a new quarterback. I get something
new
and shiny.
They're going to give him $40
million.
They're
not going to give him $40
million. Yeah, they are. He's not going anywhere.
Dude, this is really going to make me angry.
You're going to have this team for the next 3 years. You are.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, you're going
to
have this
team. I don't mind that. I just need him to take a next step. Dude, there, I need some next steps taken here. Who do you think gives a more likely next step, Dak or Josh Allen?
Dak.
Ooh.
Dak was awesome last year.
No, he wasn't. Stop doing this
awesome
to me.
Last
Stop
year.
It.
I loved Dak last year.
Stop it.
At Cali _ VX, Max, friend of the podcast. Dolphins, he's on the Dolphins as well, too. And again, I'm telling you, the picks are important. The fact that they have Houston's picks, that's what makes it important. If you really hate the Texans, just watching Miami pick fourth.
You said that you'd watch him if Andy Dalton was their quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm done. I need you to, that person would not watch them if Andy Dalton was their quarterback.
I'll ask him.
I want you to, because I guarantee that's a no. And if that's a yes, you guys should hang out. Because that's a bond like I've never heard before.
I'll fly out to California to see old Max. At Dan Benavides, Arizona's looking bad, and whoever Clowney ends up with. I'm with him on Clowney.
Yeah, you're just obsessed with
Clowney's spectacular. The reason why I love Clowney so much is that he's so much fun to watch.
Hold on.
He's an incredible football player. Indy signs him?
Indy.
I can't do it.
Oh, I got you. I was like, well, oh, if Clowney and Buckner, why aren't they doing it right now?
They have the money to.
And they can. Oh.
Supposedly, the last three teams are Seattle, Tennessee, and Indy. But the other thing, too, that's funny about Clowney is like, I don't know if Clowney's good or not. He is so confusing.
Matt.
One of the hardest players I've ever studied is Clowney.
Let me get
it's
this
easy.
Straight.
He's really good.
Tom in Tampa, Clowney in Indy, Jameis not hired. Is this the worst NFL prediction you've ever heard?
Bill O'Brien until 2025.
Bill O'Brien contract extension.
No, I don't think so.
Contract extension. Fifth one, Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
That's fine. You'd be happy. Whatever.
What if Indy wins the Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't know.
This is not good for you every time I mention
it.
Indy.
At Baldarris Bryant, Dolphins or Raiders? I don't know yet. Another Dolphins. The Raiders. Ooh,
the Raiders.
Fun.
The Raiders could be fun because now you're in Vegas.
And yeah, Mariota. Yeah. Mariota okay. versus Carr.
No, there's so many incentives in that contract where it's like, if you wake up, you're gonna get.
You know,
paid.
Gruden was like, "That Tannehill thing. We're gonna do the same thing, yeah. Mike." And they're high fiving.
We're gonna get him. Gruden.
I would love to be the fly on the wall of him and Mayock hanging out. Yeah. I bet it's absurd.
I bet it's absurd. I don't they're the think hipsters of the conversations.
They're the hipsters of the NFL now.
No, for sure.
With those two guys. Drafting guys nobody's heard of before. Taking Clyde Farrell with like the third overall pick. He was supposed to be like pick number 57, but they saw something they liked in him. at the Lado, Bucks seem like they may be very fun. They were very fun last year.
No, they're not.
They were very fun last year.
No, we're done with you. We're done with you. This is Tom Bay's time. This is Tom Bay.
They were very fun last year. They're not fun this year.
Dude.
This isn't fun.
This is Tommy Brady Hama, okay? Tommy
Brady Hama. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Man, I just see Clowney to go to Indy, and I think I have my dream.
Maybe he can go to he can't go to Houston.
No, he can't go to Houston because your coach doesn't like anybody.
No, he's not tough enough. He doesn't practice enough.
You know what? The good news is, he's going to be like Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly's going to take over.
Tough
guy.
Bill O'Brien's the Ford F-150 football coaches. Tough, dependable, smart. Built Ford tough.
I guess.
Tough, tough, tough.
I don't even think if I'd call him that. I'd call him like your car or my car at this point.
No, he's not a Honda. Not even close.
Why? The Honda's a safe.
The Honda's a Katana, dude.
I don't know.
That's a fiery car.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I'm sad. This wasn't fun. I hated this.
You're like so depressed.
This is absolutely not fun. Everything. This is an awful time. It's just a terrible time.
It's a good time.
Awful.
Hey, man.
Terrible.
Just remember, the moment you find out your life is called quarantine.
Yeah.
It's my lifestyle.
Have you ever seen Wreck? R-E-C?
No.
Because that's the original one they made Quarantine after. Because Quarantine was good.
The
we like Quarantine.
You know it's
in
a shot for shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard Wreck's a lot better, though.
I don't know how or why. And I've seen it, too. And it's the.
Is it good?
It's okay. It's just.
It's in Spanish, right?
Yeah. Which Espanol. Doesn't bother me at all. It's just. I don't know if it ages.
I love subtitles.
Well. I wasn't that impressed.
I love the subtitles in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Ooh, we watched Invisible Man.
Good?
By the way, really good. It was just entertaining. Like, beyond entertaining. We watched the new Pixar 2, Onward.
Good?
No.
Bad?
Yeah.
Not good?
That is not a good movie.
I saw the previews, like, I don't understand this at all.
And even when watching it, you're just like, man, you guys could have done so much more. But Invisible Man, hell, everybody should rent that.
I love Elizabeth Moss. She's a great actress.
Dude, she's wonderful. And the movie cost them, like, $5 million to make, and it made them over $100 million.
Cool. Maybe we'll see her in better stuff later on.
No, what they're going to do is they're going to open up their monster universe, and now they're going to make the Mummy.
They already
Invisible
did that
Man.
With Tom Cruise.
They're
going to
reboot
gonna
it
try
because
it
failed, and Invisible Man was successful. Reboot!
Not my Mummy. Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser.
I may need to watch that.
By the way, that's a good movie. You want to watch a sequel that better than the first?
No, it's not better than the first.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
It introduces The Rock as a Scorpion King that then launched three other films.
So what?
You're out of your damn mind.
The first one's better.
Dude, it launched The Rock's career.
Some
CGI Scorpion.
The best scene in that movie is the sand wave when the guy's the wave of sand trying to eat him.
Yeah.
That's the best part of that movie.
It's what he did. Wait. It's what he did in
the second one with the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best part of that movie.
No, I think the best part of the second one is when there's like the little dwarf mummies that are in the tall grass that then kill all the people as they're walking through it.
First one's better.
No, it's not.
100%.
No, it's not.
You know, the scarab is supposed to represent like a new beginning or something. I was like, I don't understand that. I watched The Mummy.
It doesn't make any sense.
They're inside of you.
Yeah.
But, so my quarantine entertainment is just reading about the stock market because stocks are sports now. There's no sports.
Oh, God. Here we go with the old man talk.
I'm not going to get too far into this. But, yeah, there's no sports. So sports are stocks and quarantine infection numbers. That's sports now.
Or like what I mentioned last time, you rent the challenge and you watch the episodes.
That can be sports, too.
And you bet on them. Hell yeah.
That can be fun.
Survivor's also incredible right now.
That's sports also.
Dude, Survivor Battle of Champions is so good right now.
I heard somebody talking about it. Like, I overheard somebody talking about how much they like the new Survivor. Oh, it was at the barbecue thing.
It's so good. It's probably me.
They're talking about how much. No, you weren't there.
Oh.
Whenever you weren't there, they were talking about how much they liked it.
Nice.
It's like, damn it.
Very nice. So good.
All right. Well, stocks or sports. I guess watch the Tiger Show. Watch Survivor.
Tiger King.
Survivor Sports. Don't play NBA 2K. It's not very good. Play Fallout. The New Vegas. Play that instead.
Don't play that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah. But anyways, we'll be on, I guess, soon whenever I get watch enough college stuff to be able to do a college draft thing. And we'll do that pretty soon. We'll talk about pass defense, wide receivers, I guess. Defense, wide receivers.
Sounds good. While you're watching that, I'll watch some, like, I don't know, like Backdoor Moms 3 or something.
That's fine.
All right.
You got 7 TVs. You can pick the smallest one to put it on.
All 7 of them are going to have a different one.
Oh, okay. I got to
start from the beginning.
Once. I bet there's been a nerd that's done that before. Have every Marvel of that first phase, play them all at the same time on 27 different TVs.
There's no way.
Somebody's had to have done that.
Who has done that?
I don't know.
Target?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's our show. We'll talk about the draft stuff. I'm excited to our mock draft at the end of the year. That's always a fun show.
I guess. I'm going to be busy that day.
No, you'll be there. We'll be there in Hazmat. We'll be there.
All right.
But until next time, I'm Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Bell Red Radio. Thank you for being on tonight, Taylor.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.